welcome to episode 50 of the Nightlight Stories podcast.
Wait. Did I just hear you right? Did you say 50? Like the number? Like 2 quarters, 5 dimes, 10 nickels, half a dollar, half a century, the Roman numeral L, the number of states in the Union, the number of points the Buffalo Bills are going to beat the New England Patriots by tomorrow? Seriously?
Huh. That's what I said. Can you believe it? And in November, we're going to celebrate our 4th year as Nightlight Stories.
Wow, that's pretty cool. It's been a lot of fun. It doesn't seem like that long now, does it?
Well, you know what they say. Time flies when you're having fun.
Speaking of flying, let's introduce our next story.
All right, Mr. Chris. Hang on. I have to start over. Are you ready?
I sure am. And hey, Miss Mel?
Yes, Mr. Chris?
Here's to 50 more stories.
Exactly. And here's to all our listeners. You guys rock. Here we go. Hello, and welcome to episode 50 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on September 29th, 2012. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. The following poem is considered a flashlight episode. For those that are new to us or need a quick reminder, a flashlight episode is shorter than other episodes, but we think you'll find it just as illuminating. Migration by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. The young boy looked up in the sky. A letter V had caught his eye. He stared for a moment, working it out. What was this letter flying about? It made a strange noise, a honk from above. Were those wings flapping, just like a dove? Was it sending a warning, like a siren at night? It was speeding along, moving fast out of sight. Could it be storks with babies in tow, making deliveries before all the snow? He turned to his mom with a look of confusion. He counted on her to have the solution. He squeezed on her hand as he thoughtfully said, "Hey there, Mom, what's overhead?" Proud as a peacock, she looked at her boy. Hearing him ask filled her heart full of joy. There's a chill in the air, so birds take their cue. Some go to Brazil and others Peru. Those birds in the sky, what are their names? Robins, sparrows, owls, or cranes? Canadian geese flying in a formation, moving south for the winter to take a vacation. Bigger and stronger than most birds that fly, they don't travel as far or as high in the sky. Why do they leave a place that's so nice? Is it because the snow and the ice? Precisely, my son, pride swelling once more. His asking these questions made her heart sore. Why in a V? Isn't that strange? Is one the main leader, or do they exchange? Their flights can be long, an arduous trip. They travel quite fast. They move at a clip. One takes the lead, others follow behind, storing their energy, keeping presence of mind. When the leader is weary, in need of a rest, another bird will step up to the test. They work together the entire flight through. Teamwork like magic, a passion that's true. Will they be back? Will I see them again? 6 months or 7, or will it be 10? You'll see them soon. They'll be back in the spring, when buds fill the trees and black crickets sing. When flowers all bloom and rain showers fall, listen outside and you'll hear their call. Now the boy understood, birds moving together, flocking like one, like birds of a feather. So when you see a V moving past a large cloud, give a big wave and shout safe travels out loud. We hope you enjoyed the story. We want to send out bright birthday wishes to Ryan B. of Texas, Seth of Texas, Zadie of West Virginia, Damien of Massachusetts, Bennett of Wisconsin, Beth P. of Maryland, and a very special happy birthday to Sabrina P. of North Carolina, who was born earlier this week. Before we turn the lights out on this episode, we just have a few quick announcements. If you look on our sidebar, you'll see a link to Nature's Clean Choice Antimicrobial Baby Blankets. These blankets are protected by Foss Shield and actually repel microbes. When you go buy one from bit.ly/superblanket, make sure you enter in the code NIGHTLIGHTSTORIES to receive a 5% discount off the price. In celebration of our 50th episode, we are giving away a bunch of really cool items. First off, we have the Rock-O-Matic CD-DVD Combination Pack, which is the newest music creation from the kids' band, The Imagination Movers. Also, we have two Zamzies, which are small meters you wear on your body that measure activity. Run, jump, skip, or play, and the Zamzy records your movements as points. Then, you plug your Zamzy into your computer to upload all the points to a website to chart your progress and even earn prizes. You can find out more about these awesome little gadgets over at www.zamzy.com. Finally, we have an autographed paperback copy of The Underwear Book from the New York Times bestselling author Todd Parr. If you'd like a chance to win one of these fantastic items, head on over to nightlightstories.net, where we have all the details on how to enter. What are you waiting for? Head on over and enter today! As always, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.